Hello.
Hello.
We are today in the studio of Pauliina Heinonen.
I'm a visual artist living and working in Helsinki.
Yeah, you mentioned this studio is actually here for just a couple more weeks and then you have to move out.
Yeah, we
So.
have been here like maybe for 2 years with my friends and colleagues, and unfortunately, we have to let this go. Not our decision, but yes. Yeah, it's time to say goodbye to Lojo, our studio.
But at least this is the last chance to grab it and in the video form
Yeah,
so
that's
that
true.
it will remain.
True.
But we're gonna talk about the studio a little later. Maybe now start from the beginning. How did you even end up being an artist?
Well, I have this, like, I'm quite lucky. I have quite artistic family. My dad is a cinema photographer and my mother is a graphic designer, and they have both encouraged me and my sister and later my brother to do art and creative stuff. So we have always had the facilities at home to do oil painting, to do movies, to do like anything you want. So I think that's like a huge reason why I started to do art, because I have always done it. It has been like a hobby of mine since like before I spoke even. So
Oh, that's awesome. Did you go to high school of some sort that was artistic as well?
I actually went to this Kallio High School. That I went there because of writing. I also have written from a really young age, and I wanted to be a writer. I decided when I was maybe 5 years old that I will become a writer, and then I something happened, and I didn't, but I can, like, I feel kind of like I am a writer nowadays, but it has been like not that usual the path I have taken with it. So
But then in the visual arts you can also kind of incorporate writing pretty easily.
And now we have this project that I can like tell you about a bit more later. But so I went to Kallio High School, and before that I started to photograph when I was maybe 16 or 15, and it was my mother who was worried about me and sent me to Annantalo here in Helsinki, which is this like center for young people to make art. So I went there and I shoot it there on film, and I was there doing these dark room things, and that was like the beginning of my like photographic
How
journey.
old were you then?
15 maybe or 14, so quite young. And my teacher was Aino Kannisto, who was a great inspiration for me then, and she really like saw something in all of us and encouraged us all. So it was like,
Which is what a teacher should be doing, of course.
and it was like really special to know that Aino Kannisto is really like known artist, and then someone like that sees you who are 14 and says like, wow, you have this own style and I see your work and I believe in you. It was like, really really nice and important.
So there was this wild teenagers of photographing. What were you photographing back then?
I used to walk in the city and just photograph everything I saw. And then I also did these more of these like portraits with my mother quite a bit, and also with my sister. And with my sister, we have also like always, I think, made some kind of cooperation, and still we do projects together. And like,
After your high school, you continued with photography or with something else?
Yes, I did. I was then after high school thinking about like, what do I want to do with my life? And I was actually thinking of applying to study history, or something like that, or something like society sciences, how do you say that? Like social, not social sciences, but like sociology, anthropology, or anthropology, yes. Yeah. But then I didn't have the time to read. So I just like tried if I could get into Lahti school, the Muotoilu Instituutti, where there's this like quite famous photography line. And then I magically got in on the first try. So then, yeah, it took me a couple of years. I was really excited about the school and it was really important for me. And like, but I remember that because the path, my path until that point was quite like easy in a way. It was so obvious that I do something with arts. So then when I had studied 2 years maybe, I had this huge crisis about like, why am I doing this? Is this really what I want? And like, it was this like a new starting point for me, I think.
Interesting. In the middle of the university studies.
Yes. Yeah. There was this time that I was sure that I will quit the school. It was maybe not like they didn't maybe support like people who wanted to do just art that much that I would have liked to. It was more of this like you get the technicalities of being a photographer and like you can be like it's a huge field if you talk about photography just like generally that you just you're a photographer. You can do like art, but you can shoot weddings and you can do commercials. And I didn't want to do anything like that. I just wanted to be an artist, and that's why I think that maybe was a it was an interesting experience, really important, and I'm really grateful for it. But it took me a bit of thinking.
Yeah. But still, it's good to do that thinking when you're more in the beginning of the journey.
True.
So because after that you have clarity.
Mm.
And after it was a bachelor degree there.
Yep.
Yeah. And then what did you do?
Yeah, it was this like applied sciences school. How do you say it? I think it's applied sciences.
I don't know the Finnish word for it.
Ammattikorkeakoulu.
Okay.
Is the Finnish word.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, then I graduated there from there, and then I had 1 year of just doing art, and then I applied to Aalto, to the photography department, to do my master's. And I think that this combination of studying in Lahti and then in Aalto was great for me, because it wasn't so supported in Lahti to do just art. I had to convince myself like this is really what I want to do and kind of like hold on to it tightly. And then when I went to Aalto, the first feelings I've got was this like sense of relief, because I was taking seriously as an artist right away. Nobody questioned why you do art. So the combination, I think it kind of worked for me. In a way.
Yeah, and you probably, since you already knew that's what I want to do, you were even stronger in your stance that, yes, I am here, I'm an artist, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Then you graduated from Aalto?
Yeah, in 2020.
Oh.
Yes.
in the middle of the first COVID situation.
Yeah, it was funny. I had this, the presentation of my master's thesis on Zoom, and then it was just like, okay, thank you, bye-bye. And there was the school.
Well, somebody could say that you were lucky in that regard.
yeah, true.
They didn't burn you too much there on the... Yeah. And you are from Helsinki, so you have... It's not like you were choosing to come live here, or...
I have been like living in Lahti when I was there in school, and then in between I was living in Turku with my then companion, and then I moved back to Helsinki, and it has been a right choice. Yeah.
What do you think this gap year between the bachelor's and the master's did for your practice? Was it beneficial?
In some way, yes. I think I have been thinking about, like, I myself, I love school. So it's been like somehow obvious for me to go to school and go to masters. And like, I really love studying and learning new things. Sometimes I've been wondering if what would have happened if I went to masters a bit later and had a bigger gap in between. But I don't know, I feel like the gap I had, the 1 year gap, I think I did too much. And it was quite the learning path for me, I feel. I feel like I had this like wheel of proving myself and to everyone else that I can be an artist. So I think I went to 8 different group exhibitions in a year, and I did like so much that it was insane. It was, yeah, so it was good to go to school and rest.
So the auto saved you from burning out.
Yes, well, it didn't, but I feel like I kind of was saved and got this perspective of how much do you need to do and like accomplish in a year to be an artist. And so yeah, it was a year in my life.
I don't know if I should ask you something about Aalto. I mean, we had this couple courses together, and I took a couple courses from photography back then.
Yeah,
out of curiosity to see what that was about. What were your impressions on the photography in Aalto, generally or specifically?
I think there were some good and bad things.
Of course, everywhere.
like everywhere. I think for me it was like important after Lahti to be there in the middle of other artists, and like that the professors were really, they knew what happens in art world.
Mm.
That was important for me. But there were quite many problems, I think, when I was there in the school because of Helsinki school, and I feel like it doesn't belong in the Finnish school system to put people on the, like some people on a pedestal and like compare each other that roughly. That, like, I think that the Helsinki school situation like affected the studies quite much. So yeah.
Mm. But they're not having that anymore, are they?
No.
Yeah. I read some months ago that they're gonna stop that.
Yeah.
Which is good, probably.
Yeah.
So it's good to mention that at the moment you are part of the Nuoret exhibition, which is this giant, like, how many? I'm not sure how many different exhibitions of young artists in the city right now.
I think there's 7, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
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 I feel like everything this month in Helsinki is about young art.
Yeah.
Completely. Yeah, taken over every space. Your work is in Taidehalli.
Mm.
Are you working on something right now? Because the exhibition is already open.
Yeah.
So I guess you were working on that before it opened.
Yeah. For now, I am not working on anything regarding my own like artistic work. I'm working on these texts that I do and this woman project. But
what is this woman project?
Yes, I can tell you about it. Woman is this platform we founded with Laura Konttinen, my colleague, who is also sharing this space with me and also studied in Aalto. 2 years ago, we kind of talked like it would be nice to do something with writing. And then we just like were starting to think like, maybe we could. And then I asked Laura at some point, should we like make up some ideas or vibe this thing we have in common? Like, for both of us, writing is really important for the artistic process, and we wanted to somehow like spread the texts visual artists do. And then we founded woman.art. It's unfortunately in Finnish, but yeah, it's this website that we publish visual artists' texts about art. Point of it, it's to somehow to recognize and bring forth the process that goes behind the artworks, and like this artistic process that oftentimes is really unclear and somehow like abstract. And
is it your texts that you post there, or is it other people's also?
On the first year of UMEN, we published only our texts because we didn't have funding for it. So, because one of the main values of the project is to support artists and their work, so we didn't want to make people do work for free. And like, yeah. But now we have been. This is the second year we have Saastamoinen Säätiö, Saastamoinen Foundation's grant for it. So now we have been publishing also other artists' texts on the page. So there's like poems, essays, and then we do with Laura also these interviews of artists.
What are you asking them?
We have themes for our texts, like spring and autumn themes. This year we have the spring theme is Kitka. What is it called in English? This, it's not resistance, but do you know the physical when two objects are like, what is this?
Yeah, it's resistance.
Is it resistance?
I think so.
Yeah. So then we have been like thinking about the interviews in that sense for the theme and stuff. So I interviewed Maria Pääkkönen, who is this like spring for the Kitka, for the resistance theme. And Maria is a visual artist, but also an activist. So we discussed the themes of this double role and how do you make art for art and how do you make art in activism and stuff like that. But yeah, it depends on the theme.
It's funny that in Bulgarian, Kitka is like a small bouquet of flowers.
Oh!
It's like the opposite almost.
Yeah,
very interesting. I didn't know that you were doing this.
Yeah, probably because it's in Finnish. Probably. So it's, yeah. But it has been really important, and I feel like it's like I'm really motivated to do it because I can. Firstly, I can give money out to poor artists, which is amazing. I can like
truly.
Yes, it's like the position I want to be in, and then I can strengthen the sense of community of bringing these thoughts visible to other people. And yeah, it's I like the project. I'm really happy for it and really grateful for the funding and like for Laura as well.
yeah, I have been asking everybody so far that I have talked with about the community and about the importance of that.
Yeah.
I feel like for you there is that.
Yeah, also. I think that UMEN has really made a difference on the community somehow. Like you said, it's when you're when you interview people, you get to know them. And I for example, I had interviewed Anna Karolina Vainio, who is now also part of the Young exhibition. And it was great that I didn't know Anna Karolina before the interview. But then when we met and I interviewed them, when we met in the Nuoret some events, it was like meeting an old friend. Like, yeah. And I feel like one of the difficult things about being an artist is the lack of sense of community and the like. You do so much stuff by yourself. Yeah. So I feel like for me, it's really important to enforce community and find ways of feeling like we are in this together somehow.
How do you choose the artists that you approach for this project?
Randomly. not that randomly. We have this like most of them are quite young and not that well-known artists. Like, and then there's the theme, and then we try to vary with the mediums people are making. So if there's a lot of people who are making performance art, then we won't interview a performance artist. And
Have you planned to do it, that project, also in English, to translate it at some point?
It has been discussed, and it would be nice. It might happen. For us, it's like...
it's, of course, a lot of work, probably.
It's a lot of work, and we can't do it. I think that we are okay with English, but not that good.
Oh, come on, you're great with English. You have no issues with English.
But, yeah, I feel like the reason we have chosen to do it in Finnish is because it's like the language of feeling and thinking. But I know that then it's not reachable for all. I feel like also when it's in Finnish, it's not like if it would be in English, then I feel like it would be kind of the same as Noniin. In some way, there are like some things and themes. Like, but yeah, we might translate it. I'll let you know.
Let me know. Yes, I would be interested to read about it.
Yeah.
No, of course, everything can be translated.
Yeah.
Online, you read and you Google Translate there to help you. But it's not the same. It's really not. True. You said you're here with your friend and colleague Laura. And are there other people as well?
Yeah, there's also Essi Maria Orpana, who is also has graduated from Aalto. All of us have been there in the photography department. And then here has been also my friend Lassi Häkkinen. So we have been four in this small space, but we have quite like different schedules of working, so it has been quite good. Like, I feel like there has been just a few times we have all been here together. But yeah, we are sharing the space, us four.
Yeah, and you work mostly with photography, maybe not 100%, but
yeah,
that doesn't
and
take
all
too
of
much
us.
Space.
Yeah, yeah, we don't do. Of course, Laura does maybe at the moment the bigger works, because she constructs these pieces, so she needs the room, but she has the room there, so it's great.
You said that when you were in your bachelor's, you had this moment of what am I doing with my life. Would you say that was a little bit of a like creative blockage of some way, like this, or have you had a creative block some other time?
I think that the one I had in school was more regarding the I don't want to be a photographer crisis, when the community around you and the teachers and stuff, they all encourage you to do like certain kinds of things, then you have this pressure to do those. This documentary photography was greatly highly valued in Lahti, and it's great, but it's not like the style I do, and it's not like
it's
natural
not the
for
whole
me
of photography.
Yes. So I feel like it was more crisis of that and being young and not having to think about, like, just going in this like tunnel almost. So maybe it was because of that. I think about quite a lot about the constructions of this working life and like the lack of funding and the short periods of working and like the stress it causes you, and why are some other forms of art supported way much more from the state than visual arts. I have had my ups and downs in this field, so sometimes I wish I would do something like more stable. I feel like this profession is not that stable. Things change a lot, and you can't like plan your future quite far away. So I feel like I have blocks with those things, maybe not creative blocks in a way, but like
practical blocks.
Practical blocks, yes. For example, right now I have this like thought of going to doing other work, of sustaining my like everyday life and having this structure and this stability in my life somehow.
Yeah, but there are many artists who do something else part-time and manage to live with that. So how do you sustain your art practice? You're having now this project, perhaps this way. Yeah. Do you have gigs of some other sort?
Do you mean Omen project?
Yeah.
Well, Omen project, we got this grant from Saastamoinen, and it's like, it's not for the whole year. We work on the project part-time, so that doesn't actually sustain me. Yeah, for now I have been lucky enough to get grants after graduating, so I have been just like doing artistic work. But I know that's not realistic in the like long run. Yeah, I don't actually know. I'm like in the point of thinking what would be that kind of work that wouldn't take all my energy but would give me some stability financially. Yeah, but it's quite, for me it's quite sad that I have to do other work to fund my own work. So it's like, yeah, I have a lot of like angst about these societal things regarding the art field.
It's a tough road, and I mean it's like that everywhere. And here, at least, it feels to me a little bit one idea easier. Because in Bulgaria, for example, and before COVID, there was no system of grants at all.
Yeah,
like there was no such thing.
Yeah.
So it's very normal for an artist to just work whatever random job.
Yep.
Now they're trying to establish something, but it's still in flux.
And I'm quite like tired of this like myth of being an artist and this like you have to be this like I do this and nothing else matters. Like I do this even though I feel bad and I don't have any money and like I just have to do art. So maybe I have had the attitude then when I was a bit younger, when I did these like 8 exhibitions a year. Maybe I had the attitude of like, okay, art and nothing else. But I feel like now my values have quite maybe changed a bit.
Life comes to you fully at some point.
Yes, yeah. And I like, kind of, I firstly want to feel well and be happy. And then secondly or thirdly, I don't know, or fourth maybe, comes art. So like it's not the number one anymore. And I'm really, really glad about it.
I mean, there's the pyramid of Maslow, you know, you need to have food on the table and then...
Yeah.
You can think about higher purposes.
Yep.
Do you involve your family or friends into your work somehow?
Yes. Somehow, yes.
How?
Like I said, I do things with my sister, creative things.
She's also an artist?
Kind of. Oona does... creative stuff and maybe more of these like events. And Ona had this Alakaupunki festival, which combined these underground cultural spaces, and they all had events on the same day and you could go them there on these.
I think I remember that.
Yeah,
I might have gone to a couple of places that was like last year at some point.
Yeah. Mm. So Oona was organizing that. She has more of this like way of getting people together. I'm more of this like I love community and it's really important for me. But regarding my own work, I'm the writer somehow. Mm. I'm the person who is in the corner by themselves and doing this like small things. And I really enjoy that. Even though, yeah. But my sister is more like does things for the community.
Like organizing.
Yeah. But we have done like some things together, and Oona designed the social media look for the Katoava Kasvio as well. Mm. And I had a friend of mine as an assistant for this project as well, and then my roommate actually was the person who identified the species they are studying to become this luontokartoittaja, this person who knows all the species. So it's their profession to know what the plants are and, yeah.
Botanists, is that called? Or?
I don't know. Oh. Maybe. Mm. Yeah. But it's important for me, like when I involve people that are close to me, that they get paid. And luckily I had like this grant that I could pay for the people who are working with it. But I, like, as for myself, I don't want to do work without getting paid. I don't want to involve my family members or friends to do free work for me. I think it's not fair. So, yeah. Mm. Mm, yeah. And of course, Laura, whom I have the woman project with, you. She's a close friend of mine. Yeah.
About your practice, what's your practice about? What are the main themes?
I work with photography mainly. If I don't, I feel like I think from the perspective of photographs. If the work isn't the photograph, it still somehow is for me, because it's so like rooted in me. But yeah, I work a lot with themes like absence, and somehow longing is this theme that it's in all of my work somehow. And yeah, I'm quite fascinated about photographs in themselves, and like I have been struggling with them quite a bit. Why is it square, and why is it flat, and why is there always this technology between me and the work? So those are like themes that I think about quite often. And yeah, that's like reason when for the engraving I started, like the thoughts about like breaking into the photograph. So I, yeah, nowadays I combine quite a lot photographs with engravings. So I scratch the surface of the pigment prints, and then they change from just being a photograph to being something in between a drawing and a photograph. And yeah.
Yeah, it's funny that you say it, because, you know, I have studied photography before I came to Finland.
Yeah.
And somehow, I mean, I love photography as well.
Mm.
But somehow that was not enough for me. The photograph itself was just not enough. It's like, okay, you have a picture and what?
Yeah.
I thought that the solution for my problem with it was to go to new media, what I did here.
Yeah.
Because it builds on top of that.
Yeah.
And your solution was to take out of it.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
I feel you. it's somehow, I feel like photographs are so distant.
Mm.
They're just like, there's something really confusing about them. And that's why I also love them, because I kind of hate them at the same time, because they are so like, they are not enough, but somehow they still like, they annoy
they
me
are attractive.
Enough. Yeah, they annoy me enough to be asking these questions. And of course, like the themes of which like always attach to photographs, like remembering something and...
Yeah, capturing the moments.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah. Mm. I think in all of like lens-based things, there's light and time somehow.
Do you do drawing separately or only on the photograph?
No, not officially. Like, yeah.
What's officially?
Like, not like I haven't done a set of work that's just drawing. Mm-hmm. I have like,
but for yourself.
Yeah, sometimes, and we'll see what happens in the future.
Maybe it becomes official one day.
Yeah,
yeah. Drawing is very, very attractive as well to me personally. Because it's just so, it's the most direct way to be creative in something.
Exactly.
It's just the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, I really like the directness of it. And for me, it has been, because I have struggled with photographs, it has been really great to find this way of working where I can really spend time with the works. Somehow like this sense of käsityö, handwork, like how do you say it? Like this...
Like you're doing something with your hands.
Yeah. Like not in a sense of being a genius of doing this for like this master, but this like I don't know, artisan. It is artisan of like
just love crafting, craftsmanship.
Crafting something. That's like somehow something I enjoy really much.
What do you use to scratch the photographs with? Do you need or how do you?
It's this kind of a pen with this metallic top. What is it? Yeah. It's this, use it with raatekartonki, this cardboard with color on top of it. This like, it's a method of doing something like graphic things. And I just like, this has to do with my mother as well, because I got the pen and this cardboard you scratch with it from my mother some years ago. And I didn't like the cardboard, but I liked the pen. And then I started to play with it, with photographs. And so, yeah, that's like the weird path of the technique becoming mine. Yeah, but thank you, mother.
Yeah, I mean, they do a lot for us, even if we don't realize it immediately.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific process or like a routine of how you approach your work? Or is like every project different?
They're a bit different, I think. For me, I would like divide my work. Like I have now had three, if you could say, like main works. Mm. I have made this photo book about my grandparents, which is like it combines text and photographs. And that's like the way of working with that was completely different than on the engraving works. And then I have like two of the engraving works for now. Like the I have the first one, which deals with the themes of absence and longing. And there are these black and white photos of these islands I really like, feel I belong to. And then I have engraved on top of them. And it's the starting point of this technique that I use. And then the third one is the Katoava Kasvio, the vanishing flora that is in Taidehalli now. And for that also, the working process was completely different because it was the theme just came to me that I, okay, this is something I need to do. But the technicalities of the process are quite complicated, actually. There's many pieces and many points where I do like different kind of work, and it's quite like there has been the finding of the plants and then to the engraving. I am the same artist obviously every time, but I kind of like have been until now. I don't know if that will happen again, but I have been finding new ways to work, and the projects that I have been like bigger as these three have been, the theme goes there like first, and then the ways of working come after the theme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's maybe how I would describe it.
Do you know on what you are going to be working after the summer, or is it still early to say?
It's too early to say. No, not stay. I'm staying here at the not knowing moment. I have like kind of decided to keep on working on the Katoava Kasvio thing. It's something that still interests me, and I like the structure of the whole process. So I would like to continue it, but I have this new set of works without funding. And the funding can be other work, but I want work with unemployment benefits and produce stuff with it. So I don't know. I feel like I'm in the need of vacation right now. And then I have the Omen projects and stuff like that. And then after summer, I will invent something. I feel like, yeah, I'm dreaming of this like part-time job and stability, and then looking at the art after that.
Not any like upcoming exhibition like planned?
No, I have planned to exhibit the Kato Avakasvio again. It would be nice to exhibit it in another space, but that's all. I don't have a space yet, and yeah, we'll see. I would like to also make a book about it. Hmm. It would work as a book, I think, but I have now, like, I feel like I'm in this process of slowing down constantly. So I want to be highly productive all the time. So I have to force myself to stop and slow down. And that's why I have decided that, okay, I have this theme of this Kato Avakasvio. I can be with it now for at least 2 or 3 years. And then I will check again if it still interests me, just to like maintain my... somehow be more sustainable for myself.
Well, then, can you tell me a bit more about that work? Because I checked your website, but it's only Finnish, so it was a bit challenging to understand and everything. So how is it? You take photos of these plants and then you engrave them? Or how do you choose what photos to take?
Yes. So the plants I photograph in the piece are all endangered. So I use these coordinates from this Lajitietokeskus. This, like, there are professional people go around Finland and look at the plant situation and write down the coordinates for the endangered species and others as well. So I have been using these to make these routes for myself, and then I have been traveling last summer to find these plants, and then I photograph them in the places they grow at. And yeah, that's the first part of the process. And it's, of course, like, they don't all grow in the same place, so it has been quite a lot of traveling and going through bushes, and also not finding anything many times. And it has been a like perfect summer project as well, but a really important project for me somehow, to travel to these plants and say hi to them somehow.
Then you have to go in a specific moment, probably.
Yes,
also.
I have been using these coordinates that they have been setting on that summer, and of course sometimes I've just saw this dried up plant or nothing at all. It depends. So it has been this like this treasure hunt. Yes, so that's the first part of the process. And the second part was what happened last autumn, and this spring is the engraving. And then that happens here at the studio, and there I have been engraving the pieces in this, I have this system, because they are like endangered in different stages. So there are some like some plants that are like highly, highly endangered and almost like vanishing. So those are the plants I have been engraving a lot. And then there are these plants that are just, they are not yet that endangered, but they are on the list of like getting endangered. So yeah, in the work there's this system. How do you say that?
The amount.
Amount, yes.
Goes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And you're doing only Finland, or would you want to go somewhere else as well?
For now, Finland. I feel like I have this like sense of doing quite personal work. They just come from somewhere. And like, since I live here and I'm in this part of our nature, it's logical to me. But I don't see why I wouldn't go elsewhere also.
Yeah.
But there are still like, I just now this summer I traveled in the southern part of Finland, so there's a lot of Finland as well to be covered. So there are quite many endangered.
Finland is pretty big as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see.
How important is for you to have a studio? You said you're moving out now, and for the current moment you're not going to have a space? You're going to work at home?
No. I did that. I did that during COVID times, and I won't do it ever again. It doesn't suit me at all. I find that working somewhere else than your home is really important, and like, it keeps me in my own boundaries. That the work doesn't, it's not present all the time. It's really important for me. So, so yes, studio place is. It's really important, and I like the fact that it's shared studio space as well. So yeah, but somehow now when we have to move from here, it's a good time for it because I will take a break anyway. So it makes sense. But after the summer, I will get a studio for sure.
How big is this one?
I think this is 30 something.
There's something, but then you said you are 4 people here, so
yeah.
And where do you store your art? Do you store it here or?
Yeah, currently here. Yeah. Luckily, I don't have that much stuff yet, and I feel like that's one thing to like think about. How much do I have to produce like art objects? That's something I think about quite often, actually. But yeah, for now here, but we'll see. It's not the most convenient because it would be nice to have some place that would be there for good, and then I wouldn't have to move my artwork all the time.
And when you look for a new space, or even when you have been here in this one, what's the most important element of the studio? What's the thing you like the best about it?
That's a good question. I feel like the most important, I would say, are the people in the studio, actually, not the space in itself. Of course, there has to be some space to do work. Like I have been now, this is quite a small space for 4 people. And when I did this Katoava Kasvio, I didn't see the whole work at the same time because the space here is so small. So those are the like practical things that would be nice to see your own work before it's exhibited.
but
otherwise I would say that the people are the most important parts of the studio space.
What would be your places of inspiration otherwise, like maybe physical spaces in around the city, or do you go to see exhibitions in some specific galleries, something like that?
I would say I'm mostly inspired by nature. It's like this classic thing, but I really like to like look at things and like look at a stick and be inspired about a stick or a rock. I feel like those are things that most inspire me. There is this one beach and this rock formation thingy in Marjaniemi, which is this, it looks like a whale, and we call it Valaskallio. There's the sea and then there's the huge rock, and it looks like a whale, and that's a really important place for me. I used to live really near it and go there and look at the sea, and yeah.
I don't think I have seen that. This summer I will go and look for a whale there.
Yes. Yes, do that.
Yeah.
It's a perfect place. Yeah. And that's like, yeah, I feel like those are the things that are most like inspire me, like the changes in nature, and then also dancing.
Dancing?
Yes. Like myself and seeing other people dance. Those are like, I don't know.
You go clubbing and dancing, or is it different than clubbing?
Yeah, I go clubbing as well, but I do buto, this Japanese dance thing. That's a really important thing for me. It is a hobby, but it's somehow being with my own body and being in the movement. Those are like things that they ground me, and then they also like inspire. Maybe there's something similar than to arts, like generally when I'm dancing with people, the communication is different. It's not language. I really like dancing with people and communicating in that way and being just with our bodies and stripping out the language. And I feel like there's something that's maybe in the core of what I think about what is art. It's something that's beyond language and it's still communication somehow. It's something like...
That's so interesting, yeah. Coming from a person who wanted to be a writer.
Yeah.
Oh, fascinating.
But I do have this, like, I have these two sides. I have this analytical and this poetic language-driven side. And then I also have this, like, bodily being who is just in the nature and dances with... the trees, this a bit of hippie side of me.
Do you otherwise go to exhibitions? Do you follow what's going on?
Yes, I do. I feel like it's like part of my profession to keep myself somehow on the wave of things. But I feel like that's something that I would like to encourage myself to do more. Maybe there's some difficulties of my friends and my loved ones love to go to museums and galleries on their free time. And for me, it's not free time. I'm there like working somehow because it somehow activates the part of my brain that it's activated when I'm in work and at work. Mm. Like, so I have been thinking about... setting these gallery dates for me, like I have this like week schedule for my working and like take time of it to see art. So yeah, for now it has been like more on the free time and I think it doesn't suit me that well. Yeah.
Are there some specific galleries that you like to go to more often?
I wouldn't say so.
It just depends.
Yeah, it depends on the like themes and things. Yeah. Mm.
What are some artists that you have found interesting and you kind of like their work or follow?
Do you mean lately or like in generally?
Both.
Well, I went to see the Generation exhibition in Amos Rex. Mm. Where are like a bit younger artists than me.
A bit, it's like until 23 years old. That's, yeah, a bit.
And
that's very, very young.
Yes, it's very, very young. And I really liked it. There's a sense of this authenticity. Mm. Is that a right word? Yes, it is. Even though it came out a bit clumsy. And this sense of like just doing and believing in what you are doing. And I found that really heartwarming somehow and really inspiring. And I would say that's something like the whole exhibition. I haven't seen all of it yet, but it's quite a joy.
Yeah, in many of those works, you can see the enthusiasm of the person doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really, really great. And I'm now, there's this event, this Nuori Taide event on the weekend, which is for really, really, really young people who make art from 13 to 23, I think. And I'm there mentoring some of the young artists. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Like, young artists mentoring even younger artists.
Yeah. They are doing a cooperation with the Nuoret 2023, the Taidehalli thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like that's a really great event and I'm really looking forward to talking with the young people and yeah, about their arts. And yeah, I feel like I would, yeah, I hope that I will stay curious about like things that young people know better than me. I feel like that's like my goal. of realizing I don't know everything. And even though I'm in this time now, there are people who know this time even better than me because they have been here, like, rooted in this era of time somehow. I have been living in the 90s. I know what it's like to live without a cell phone. Like, yeah.
I will not even talk about it. But yeah, you're right. I mean, nowadays kids get a cell phone when they're like primary school.
But generally, I think that somehow I quite often get inspiration from things that are quite far away from the things I do myself.
Mm.
And I feel like that's why, for example, dancing, when I go to see dance, it's really inspiring for me because it's like something completely else. Even though I do dance, but yeah, it's not my profession.
Yeah, and then dance could be so many things as well.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, do you read books or something, like movies that you like and would recommend to people to, hey, this is something you have to see?
Yes. Well, I love essays.
Mm.
I love to write essays and I love to read essays. And I like my idol of essays is Silvia Hosseini. So I love Silvia Hosseini's work. I don't know if they are translated, but Silvia has, I think for now, two books of these essays. And Silvia has this really joyful way of using humor and at the same time being serious. And there's something in that way of writing that really inspires me. And then now I have been, for a while actually, I have been reading this essay book from, I have to check the name, but it's Death by Landscape. I think it's, if I remember correctly, it's Eva Wilke or something. And that's about imagining writing and also, is there a point of writing? Is there a point of making creative things when we are in this time of the climate crisis? And like, what are the ways that imagining could be an asset to bring change? And like, it's, yeah, it has been great. Yes.
Okay, I will then send you a message later to double check the name.
Yeah, I have the book with me. I can check it now.
Okay.
Elvia Wilk.
Almost there.
Elvia Wilk.
Elvia Wilk. Okay.
Yes. Death by Landscape. This is like, yeah, and it's funny when I think about like what gives me inspiration and stuff, it's really often things that are not like completely somehow meant for me. I don't know, can I say that, but this is like, for, I am a writer, I don't take that away, but I'm reading this book and thinking about photography and things like that, even though this has been written in this perspective of making stories and writing stories. So there's, I don't know what's there in my brain, this like need to.
But photography is very closely related to storytelling.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah. And maybe there's some space that I enjoy when I read about something and I can myself connect the dots with the things I'm making. Like there's this comfortable space and this like, yeah. Mm. Yeah. But this is something I recommend.
Well, thank you so much for this conversation. It's been very interesting.
Thank you.
To get to know you better as well.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with your UMEM project.
Thank you.
And the future of the art.
how do you say it? I don't know. Yeah, yeah, but thank you, mother. But I really like to look at a stick and be inspired about a stick.